Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to you all, and welcome into the Eric Chain Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You go there, you can get yourself a Yamaha golf cart. Those are fantastic. Some of the best in the business. Not to mention ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, motorcycles, e-bikes, scooters. Scooters are so much fun. I used to have one. Maybe a go-kart, snowmobile. You need a brand new zero-turn radius lawnmower. They have it all at Impact Power Sports. They're on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan, a full service department. They can repair your existing gear if you like, or if you need anything done after the purchase, they will take care of you at Impact Power Sports. Let's see. I'm going to flash some numbers at you. 52,111. What is 52,111? What is that all about? Well, that is the price tag on books, room, board, and tuition at Hope College in Holland, Michigan, per year. That's right, 52,111. So any of you young parents, I'm just kind of like letting you know that that's that's on the horizon for you. And you'll be hoping that that cost is that price when your kids are that age. But it will probably be more. I'm 99.5% sure of that. Multiply that number times 4. And EZ and Pooh Bear are in for $208,444. It is, the debt is paid. It is gone. That money flew out moment by moment, minute by minute for our beloved Madison. Our work is almost done. When we started this family, the goal was kids, we're going to make sure they're taken care of, college and weddings. Well, Jim didn't go to college. So we've had to assist him in other ways, which is cool. This might seem like I'm bragging. I am, because when you just drop $208,444 on an education, the one thing you want to be able to do is say, fuck yes, I did it. My wife and I did it. We got her through school. This is the second child to do so. That why am I bringing it up? Because she graduated yesterday. Yesterday was the big graduation of my daughter, Madison. And by the way, if she ever hears that dollar amount, it just throws her right into an anxious moment. So I'm hoping she does not hear this because she like feels bad. And I go, look, hey, man, I signed up for this. This is why you work. This is why you have families. So, you know, I'm not sweating that. At the end of the day, you just got to make sure that you take care of dad and mom. Okay? There may come a day when we need assistance. Corey is here. He sent me a story the other day. I'm going to get to that, hopefully, if I don't run out of time. Thank you, buddy. Piano Finger Banger says, so the kids have zero student loans. God damn, they better be grateful. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I think Jackie might have taken one loan out at one point. So it might be like $5,000 or something like that. It's not a big deal. So there you go. We had the big graduation ceremony yesterday. Now, let me just explain to you how this unfolded. Because I'm looking at the start time of the event in Holland, Michigan at the football stadium. There's about 750 people graduating. I'm looking at the weather and I hit like the radar and I can see what's on the way and at about when it's going to hit. And it turns out it was 100% accurate. The festivities start at like 3 p.m. The usual speakers. I make it to the speakers without getting too fidgety with the ADHD. At some point, though, I did get quite fidgety, and I said, okay, I got to stand. So I'm just standing there kind of stretching my legs, and everyone's like, what are you doing? What's going on? I'm standing right behind me. I go, well, I can't sit for as long as you. First of all, I sit all goddamn day, and if I start sitting here, it's just I get uncomfortable. So then after standing there for a little while, I start to like realize that I want to explore. So I knew I had time. More on that in a second. I knew I had time because as soon as they started going through the names and the young people walk across the stage to get their diploma, each person is taking a certain amount of time. And I did the math. The first minute, they went through 8 people. So doing the math, I'm like, okay, this is going to take significant time. So I'm looking at all the names, and for 8 people a minute at the current pace, that's got us going way past the time that the rain is going to start. So I was like very concerned about this. And I think the message got through to the person who was doing the names because they started to quicken the pace. And they just got it in. In fact, they were busy wrapping up the final bit of names after Madison, because Madison's near the end of the alphabet. But then they had even more to do, another 200 or something like that. Holy fuck. And then it starts raining. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a disaster. But we ended up making it. We got out of there okay. No big deal. But so midway through it, I'm like, I can't. I mean, seriously, you're expecting me to sit for 2 straight hours of these names. There's gotta be a better way. And I don't know what it is because, off the top of my head, I can't think of any other decent way to do this. You have to actually do it this way, right? Where they line all 700 and something lined up. And then, but I don't have a way to do it. Each kid gets their special moment where they walk up, they get their diploma, they shake the hands of whoever, they get the picture, they walk off, they get another picture, they get a gift, they go, they sit down. I Amanda says, yes, Mariah, her daughter. Towards the end of the ceremony, everyone kept leaving and being loud. I couldn't fucking hear my daughter's name. Man Bun Chris says, do it over 2 days. Have the, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think a better way would be just, instead of, you have to take away the names. And you have to begin to wrap people's minds around it. So, but there's got to be a trade-off. In place of everybody's getting their name announced, you should have like a concert, okay, with like one of those acts that shows up at a local casino, like 38 Special or Ted Nugent or Grand Funk or something like that. All right, it's time now for you collectively to walk across the bridge here, whatever, and get your diploma. And then they just run a digital graphic, and then it just says, insert your name here. You're this guy. And then that's it. It's over. This whole thing could have taken 40 minutes, tops. Even that's too long. And then Ted Nugent comes up. He plays Stranglehold. All right, maybe scrap the whole band thing. It's more time for these young people to drink, because that's all they want to do. I think they collectively, okay, let's say there's 750 people graduating. They all have to vote. Do you all want to spend 3 hours getting your names read and you have to sit there like an asshole in what could be the rain? Or would you rather us just to do a group, hey, congrats, and then throw your hats in the air and then it's all over. Everybody goes home and they drink and have sex. Would that be more enjoyable than having to sit here with your thumb up your ass? All right. And then they had a the keynote speaker, the keynote or the, I don't know, somebody who's a, and nobody knew who the hell it was. It was just somebody. And it was really religious. This is a Christian college, you know. And, which is fine. I don't care. I mean, I don't know if everybody in the school is like that. Not everybody who goes to a Christian college. I guess that and on the surface, they probably should, you know? I mean, it's just weird to me that Madison going to Hope, here she is. She's part of the local lesbian community. And she's going to a Christian college where they probably want to burn her at the stake. But there she is. Corey says no one gives a fuck about those speeches. I think everybody liked the president of the university, or the dean. He seemed cool. Everybody liked his speech. He did a great job. But everybody else was horrible. Incredibly boring. You got to have somebody to liven it up, you know? If they were smart, they would have hired me. They would have had a great time. I would have gone up there and I would have said, you know, most people who are commissioned with the job to sit in front of you and give you words of encouragement, they go out there and they try to excite you and tell you how great everything's going to be. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's not. You've just finished 4 years of the most fun you're going to have for the rest of your life. From here on out, it's all terrible. You might as well jump out of the window of the highest building on campus. A lot of you are going to be alcoholics and drug addicts. Some of you might even murder your children. Most of you are going to be absolutely poor. Some of you will be beaten by your significant others into a bloody pulp. Any asshole who sits in front of a graduating class and tries to tell you that everything is going to be great is just that, an asshole. It should also be noted that everybody sucks. Thank you. Let's go get drunk and finger each other. Corey says, quote, most of you will soon realize you have chosen a major that is completely worthless. Way to go, idiot. Nick is here. He works in the at the arena. He says, I had to work 5 graduations at Van Andel Arena last year. Absolute torture. Yeah, but you can at least walk away. You can go sit at your desk. I had to do a graduation at Van Andel for Grand Valley State. And that is like, that's a massive school, you know. There's like 30,000 students that go to Grand Valley. They might even break it up over more than one day there now. It's so incredibly big, the amount of people. Again, huge pile of shit. Horrible event. The worst ever. Hope is a small-ass school. There's maybe 3,000 students in the whole thing. You can't be a dummy to get into Hope, though. You know, Madison is the brightest of all of our children. If you don't have like a 3.8 grade point average, don't even apply. She got in no problem academically. And I'm guessing, though, if she revealed that she is one of the brightest local lesbians and like said that out loud, they may not have let her in, you know. But there she was, standing proud and kicked ass. I'm so proud of her. We all are. Afterwards, we went to this fantastic restaurant that they call Mexican Long John's, or MLJ, because it's called Taqueria Vallarta. You should go there. It's a wonderful place where it's like a whole family of people. And I think they're all related. There's a concern. I would be concerned that of an ICE raid stealing all the employees. They bought a Long John Silver's and they left the blue roof and the little thing on top of it. So it's now known as Mexican Long John's. Not a big place, but boy, do they do a brisk, fast business. Outstanding. If you are ever in Holland, Michigan, I recommend going to Taqueria Vallarta. Corey says, quote, our school is called Hope, and ironically, most of you will have none once once you find your art history degree won't pay your rent. Sarah is in attendance. She writes, I've eaten there. Was the mariachi band playing? No, ma'am. Man Bun Chris says, I hope she's not listening, LOL. This is bleak. Oh, come on now. Congrats to everyone graduating, he adds. You have no future and everything sucks. You see, I'm all about brevity on these ceremonies. It's just too much. I think it's kind of interesting that the last thing that these young people do before they venture out into the real world is this painful, painful ceremony. This thing should be a bash. They need to take the idea. And when they started to announce the names, one of the bigwigs at the university said, now this is a tradition that has been handed down The graduation ceremony goes back 400 years to Europe, and this is how it was done then and how we'll do it now. And so basically, everybody's done the same thing for that many years, where you walk across, you get your stupid diploma, and then that's that. I would, if I ran a school, I'd tip it on its ear. All that's gone. No one's name will be mentioned. Everything will be mailed to you. And then all we have to do is between the beginning and the end, fill it in with something interesting and fun. All right? None of this bullshit with words of encouragement. We need easy real talk. That has to be, I'm the keynote. The only thing that remains true is that I am in charge of inspiring these people. And I should speak at every college commencement. I'm here to tell you what's going on. Man Bun Chris says everyone should get their diploma emailed as a PDF and then party in the gym. Molly says, what if they emailed you your diploma? Easy. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but they did. I graduated and they said, hey, are you walking? And my response was, fuck no. I am not interested in any of that. Send it to me. But of course, I was a little different because I already was like married. And let's see, I started in 88 and then I quit. And then I went back, started all over, totally different major. I think I finally got done at a time that like my son was born. Jim, my youngest, was one. So no, this is eating into valuable parenting time. Parenting time and drinking time. So I was so damn bored, I wandered over. I considered stealing a golf cart and riding around. Did not listen to that voice in my head. Wandered over to another facility near the where all the backstage where all the names were being announced. Wandered in, looked at the weight room, looked at what my dollars helped pay for. Strangely enough, there's a nearby cemetery. I wandered over there, looked at some of the deceased. Fun, great, awesome. Jacqueline and Justin are like, okay, we're leaving. And I go, well, I'm going to sit back down. Why are you leaving? Well, there's a threat of rain, and we're not sitting in the rain. And I'm like, well, you got an umbrella, and your sister kind of wants you there. Now, Madison can be like, kind of like a little bit of a worry wart. And she wanted everybody there. So she's got her eye on us from down on the football field. And she notices that Jacqueline and Justin are not there. And she's firing texts. Where are they? Now they're walking back to where we started the day, which is like a half mile. So I send a text. I go, you got to turn around and get back here. I don't care about the rain. We're about to go full on high alert if you don't get back here. She's wondering where you are. And so they had to turn around, come all the way back. Thank God. Thank God. She does a little walk across the thing. Wasn't long after that, we got the hell out of there. Success. Side note, Chris says, little slow today. They should call that restaurant that you went to Long Juan Silver's. I love that. That's outstanding. Maybe somebody does. That took place on Sunday. Now, on Friday, I was out and about, and I was hosting an event over at Gun Lake Casino, which is not far from here in Wayland, Michigan. The event was a collection of people that are in the insurance agency. Frank Fuss was there. The organization of it's a collective of insurance people. So the people that runs the people that run the collective are having a get together and a party. And it was a swanky, fun event. And my job is to MC, keep it moving. All right. Hi, everybody. And here's so-and-so to say a few words. Here's this. And they have a magician who is performing at this thing. And I forget his name. I'm going to need it for this story. What is it? I introduced this magician to the psycho magician, John. Anthony Grappito. So I want to go up and introduce myself to the magician because I'm just going to guess that he knows our pal John Midgley, who is the president of the Society of American Magicians. That's right. One of our audience members is the president of the Society of American Magicians, John Midgley, in Nashville, Tennessee. Known him for a long, long time. He's great. He joined Ben and I on the show one time. And so I'm looking out for Anthony Grappito. I don't know what he looks like. But then I see him. I go, there he is. Now, how did I figure out it was him, even though I don't know what he looks like? Well, he's wearing a blazer, a really nice blazer, and on it is cards from like a deck of cards. And so it's real flashy. It's white with all the cards, like king, queen, jack, all over the blazer. I go, there he is. He's already holding court with the crowd. That's awesome. I'm going to introduce him in the next handful of minutes. I want to say hi and introduce myself and tell him that I know John Midgley. And it turns out that Anthony Grappito did know exactly who John Midgley was. They hadn't spoken before, but John's somebody, you know. Which, by the way, I introduced these two via text, and they're now friends for life. So I'm going to walk up to Anthony Grappito and say hello. Now, you as an audience, what's the one thing that probably happened here?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Can you predict the ending or the veer in the road? Let's see how well you know me. What's the next thing that happened? Maureen says you forgot his name. No, I haven't met anybody. No. Piano Finger Banger, right? Writes, I imagine that is not him and just some random dork in a blazer with cards. You're correct. So I walk up to him. And I go, hey, well, he's in a conversation with someone else and he can feel my presence, guy in blazer. And so I'm standing there just waiting for him to get done talking. And he's like, hey, I go, hey, you're the magician. And he goes, what? I go, you're the magician. He goes, I am. I go, are you Anthony? He goes, no, I'm Rich. I'm like, fuck, Now, the person he's having a conversation with is still standing there. They both stopped, and they're looking at me like I'm some kind of asshole. So I go, oh, boy. I thought you were the magician because of you got playing cards on your... boy, I just walked away. It was embarrassing. It was the fucking worst. Corey calls me a fucking idiot. I didn't think for a second that that guy was anyone other than the magician. I never even hesitated. I'm like, you're the magician. It's got to be. Would you have done the same thing? Assume that that guy was the fucking magician? Turns out the magician was not wearing a blazer with cards on it. Cole says, why are you dressed like a magician, asshole? By the way, I told that story on the stage when I was actually introducing the magician, Anthony Grappito. And when I looked around to point to the guy who's wearing the coat, he had taken the coat off. So he probably was embarrassed that he looked like a goddamn magician. Fuck. Of course that happened. Oh, by the way, while I'm at it, let me backtrack. When we were at Long Juan Silver's, one of Madison's roommates was there. Her name is Erica. Her brother is a sophomore at Michigan. So it goes Erica, seated next to her brother on one side, and then next to the brother is the mom and dad. I've met the dad, couldn't remember his name, hadn't met the mom, don't know her name, but the brother I had a conversation with. And I go, so Owen. No. Yeah. I said, so Owen, how was your first year at Michigan? And he goes, sorry? I go, how was your, and he looks over his shoulder, he looks right, left, and, it's at this point, I'm like, oh, boy. And I feel Diana hit me. She goes, that's Nate, asshole. I'm like, fuck. Every fucking time. Tyler says, you should know better, EZ. You used to dress as a gay magician yourself sometimes. Corey says, Eric sees a guy with an eight ball in the back and asks if he's a professional pool player. All right, where was I? Okay, so I introduce the magician. Now, he was really good, and I love magic. Now, let me explain a couple things. This is all theater of the mind. There's one trick where he's got, he says to somebody in the front row, give me a 3-digit number. And he's got a volunteer next to him from the audience who gives him his telephone. So he's got the volunteer's cell phone. And he opens up the calculator app on the iPhone. And he says, give me a 3-digit number. And he puts in a 3-digit number. And then he does that 3 or 4 more times. And he's like adding them all up or something like that. And then he says to the volunteer, you give me a 4-digit number. And the guy does. And then he multiplies the 4-digit number times after you added up all those other 3-digit numbers. So you added up all those 3-digit numbers that the crowd gave you equals a number times the 4-digit number that the other guy gives them. And then the magician goes, sir, what is your name? He goes, Eric. And then he holds the calculator up. He goes, read this number out. And the guy reads his number out. He goes, what does that number mean to you? And the guy goes, That's my phone number. You could hear nothing. If somebody dropped a pin, you'd be able to hear it at that point. Think about that. Three or four randos give three-digit numbers. The guy standing next to Anthony Grappito gives him a four-digit number. He multiplies the four-digit number by the, after you added up all the other numbers. It makes a big number. A 10-digit number. And it's 616, blah, 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 blah. And guy in the whose number that is, he's like, he turns white as a fucking ghost. So he's doing this mentalist stuff. He gets another rando. And he says, I want you to write the name of your mother down on this piece of paper. And I want you to fold it four times. Guy does it. And he gives his wallet to the guy who wrote the name down. He goes, put that in my wallet. Guy does. Wallet goes in the magician's back pants pocket. He says to another guy, do you have any pets? Guy says, no. He goes, do you have any kids? He goes, yes. Just put the name of your child on there. He does. Folds it up. He didn't put this one in the wallet. I think he just set it on the stage. I really don't remember now. My mind was too busy being blown away. This guy looks at the first dude and says the name of the guy's mom. He goes, your mom's name is Helen. Now, these are all right-wing religious people, Dutch conservatives. They're ready to murder this magician for witchcraft. And then he says to the other guy, he goes, you have a daughter. She's very little, and her name is Lucy. This guy's like, what? He couldn't believe it. No one could believe it. The final thing is, Pooh Bear is involved. He calls up a dude, calls up Pooh Bear. He goes, I'm going to hypnotize you two. I'm not going to put you that far under, but I'm going to hypnotize you. Long story short, they're standing there with their hands at their sides next to each other. He has them take three or four deep breaths, and while and their eyes are closed. And while that's happening, he's having everyone in the audience breathe along with them. Inhale, exhale. And so he just does that three or four times. And then he goes, okay. When I touch you on the arm, raise your hand. And then the guy, Anthony Grappito, he touches the dude on the arm. When he touches the dude on the arm, the guy's hand goes up, and so does Pooh Bear's. He's not anywhere near Pooh Bear. He says, okay, you can put your arm down. He did it twice. He goes, now I'm going to touch you twice. When you feel two touches on your arm, raise your hand. Same thing. Her arm goes up. He doesn't even touch her. Everybody's like, you can hear people go, what? Arm goes down. He breaks the news to her. Her eyes open up. He tells her to open up her eyes. He goes, I didn't touch you. She goes, yes, you did. And he goes, there's a spirit in here. The spirit touched you. And she goes, I'm leaving. She turns around and walks off the fucking stage. I have this on video. I will share this for you on my Facebook page. I'll actually, what I'll do is I'll wait until Patreon. I will share this with you on Patreon today, and then you will see exactly what happened. It is wild. And I loved how this magician built up his intensity. Like, he started out with card tricks, things like that, which were great. I love card tricks. But it wasn't until he got into the mentalist stuff, as he describes it, that I was like, what is going on here? Oh, my God. So then at some point, this is a room of like 200-300 people. And I go, ladies and gentlemen, underneath some of the chairs, there are $25 chips and one $100 chip that you can use in the casino. Pooh Bear's got a chip. She wins a chip. $25. She goes, let's go gamble. I go, fuck yeah. No, I'm not going to gamble. She's going to gamble. I hate gambling. She goes to the cashier and gets $25. She puts it into the dollar slots. It took about 80 seconds, and it was gone. Max bet, $10. Gone. Max bet, $10. Gone. Max bet, gone. And she goes, I can't believe. Now, I go, that breaks my heart. I couldn't do that. That was devastating. I go, if that were me losing even $1, I'd want to throw up, let alone $25. Maureen says, play the penny machines. Your money goes farther. Yeah, but you win a lot less. And I don't wanna be in that place. Okay. I just couldn't wait to get out of there. The room was fine. It's when you're on the casino floor that you're like, oh, good, man. You know, I'm running into walkers. I'm running into oxygen tanks. Corey says, craps has best winning percentages. I don't know how to play. Jeremy says, got to play blackjack, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. I play in a celebrity poker tournament every year. And every time I go, I have to be taught how to play. And after about an hour, I'm ready to leave. I like just bet it all. I mean, I can't win anyway. And whoever knocks me out of the Texas Hold'em tournament, they get like a prize. So I'm like, all right, so one of you is going to win right now because I'm going all in no matter what I get. I quit. I got 1 hour time limit. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Tyler says a bunch of hard living line folks just blowing their checks at casinos. Yeah, I can't do it. There's a sports book there too, and you can bet on sporting events. You know what's interesting now is that how you can basically just open up your phone and play slot machines. How? Why? Tyler says, I went to a casino once. I threw the dice for craps. Dice bounced off the table, and all the hard-living liners wanted to murder me. Branjo says, this talk about casinos reminds me of your Patreon story about the lady who just gave up in the wilderness. Oh, yeah, that lady. She went to the casino, and then she got lost. Down the country road in the middle of nowhere, tried to turn around, got her car stuck, figured the best move now would be to get out of the car and wander away into the woods, and then laid down to die, and then laid there for 3 days. Branjo says, and then she was surprised that her rescuers thought she was dead. Man Bun Chris adds, every other ad for sporting events on TV are betting ads. Depressing. Yeah. The world is a addictive place. Be careful. Now, look, you need to know that if I ever start a marketing program with a casino. I'm going to tell you that casinos are great, okay? And you should go. And I believe you should. You should all go to casinos if I'm telling you to go to casinos, okay? But fuck that shit. I'm not going. Badger says betting ads and bent dick ads. Don't forget about the influence of cannabis locations now. It's all boner pills, casino ads, and on every corner there is a dispensary. Everybody gambles, works on their boners, or is buying and consuming cannabis. Tyler says, I cannot even watch a Tigers game, Tigers pregame show, without hearing the odds for everything imaginable because FanDuel owns the broadcasting now. Yeah. I'm okay with that. You know, I want to be able to go into the casino when I go and be able to get free food. You know what's interesting about the Native American casinos? They usually start out like on training wheels. They'll have like one structure. And it's not that elaborate. But as time passes, they build like venues attached to the property. Like that particular casino, Gun Lake Casino, in, you know, just a handful of years, it started out that way. Now it's fucking intense. They had so many people going to that place that the exit on and off ramp right there, it wasn't substantial enough to accommodate the traffic. So people getting off that exit, the traffic would pile up onto the actual freeway or interstate system. So they said to the state of Michigan, we need a bigger exit. Bridge, exit ramps, the whole nine yards. And the state of Michigan said, well, you know, we've got a budget. We can't just go and add an exit ramp because you want to. And they said, no, we don't think you understand. We're going to pay cash for a new exit. We want you to do a whole new bridge, multiple lanes, helipad, runway, the whole deal. And they're like, well, all right, yeah, but this is $300 million. And they said, no problem. And they like paid for it. So now the nicest entry and exit ramp in the state of Michigan is at this casino. You can, while you're at the light, there's a person that'll come up to your car with a slot machine strapped over them like a sandwich board. And you just wave your card in front of it and pull the thing and you can win money. My God. So then now that problem is solved. Then they add this monstrous restaurant. They've got this huge skyscraper hotel there, and now they're building a like an outdoor amphitheater. It's like three times the size of Wembley Stadium in England, and it's all in the middle of fucking nowhere. Maureen says, I prefer the smaller casinos because I'm afraid I'll get lost in those big ass places. Exactly. There's one up north. When the one I do the card tournament in, called Odawa Casino in Petoskey. They've got one in Mackinac City and one in Petoskey. That's right up your alley. Petoskey, Michigan is beautiful. You got Petoskey and Charlevoix. So you are inches away from the hard living line community. But they do an outstanding job in keeping these animals on the wrong side of the tracks. They get to the rough. If they start to like cross the line, There's like men on horseback that are just like beating the shit out of them, keeping them away. This is not a big casino, but you can have, you can, it's easier for you to blow your cash at those. All right. Man Bun Chris wrote, now that's a flex. Talking about watching Tigers games. Isn't it like $20 a month for Fox Sports Detroit? Only ones that watch our national broadcast now. They're losing the plot. Yeah, I think so. That's like a requirement in our household. That's the only thing that I'll watch is sporting events. And I don't even, now I'm not watching. Tigers are doing well, though. Okay. So now we're underway, and we're nearly an hour in. And Mondays are the day where I have to then go and do the staff meeting for the radio station. But I've got a lot more to talk about. I want to update Fatathon really quick and then bust out some ads. I know you love the ads. In fact, let me do the ads, and then I'll do Fatathon. There is a company that is in West Michigan. If you have downed trees or you want to get rid of some trees, if just maybe they're past maturity, maybe you need trees trimmed. Maybe you need some stumps ground down. Perhaps you're wondering about the fate of a tree. That's called tree risk assessment. My friends at Kuiper Tree Care can help you. They have three certified arborists. That's a thing. You go to Kuiper, KuiperTreeCare.com, or you can call or you can text 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. My good friends at Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Maintenance and repairs on pools, filters, heaters. Perhaps you want to install a pool. You can go for the more low-cost pool if you want, or you can go more higher-end. They do it all at Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. So there is a price, you know, good, better, best. Maybe it's a vinyl liner pool. Maybe it's a fiberglass pool. It's all what you want. Reach out to them at 616-457-0500. This is an actual brick-and-mortar store. You're recommended to call upon them as opposed to these fly-by-night, chuck-in-a-truck pool installation teams. They have in their brick-and-mortar store all the supplies you'll ever need on Chicago Drive in Jennison, Michigan. So there you go. That's 616-457-0500. Amanda is not happy. She gained 0.6. She went from 297.2 up to 297.8. That's a gain of 0.6. That puts her from being down, let's see, 19.3. That now changes to 18.7 in 16 weeks. EZ, down a measly 0.2 from 181 to 180.8 for a very slow 4.7 pounds lost in 9 weeks. Two people get the star on the blubber as Rebecca and Jeremy both lose 1.4 pounds. Excellent work. Rebecca goes from 280.9 to 279.5. That's a total of 1.4, putting her at 14.9 pounds lost. Wait a minute, let me make sure of that. She was at 13.7. Sorry, that's 15.1 pounds lost in 15 weeks. Outstanding, about a pound a week. Jeremy, from 240.2 to 238.8, also 1.4 pounds lost, is now down a stout 96.5 pounds in 34 weeks. Congrats and excellent work. I'll talk to you in an hour. Thank you so much. As Piano Finger Banger says, she's like NFL lineman size. That's impressive. I'm not sure who you're talking about.
All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.